Rachel, really good to catch up with you here backstage at the Festive Kitchen at BBC Good Food Show at the NEC. It's busy now, isn't it? Great to see people back again.
Oh, it's so amazing. I keep looking around and thinking, all these people, but they've all got smiley faces and they're so pleased to be back here at the show, and some great stands as well. And I'm here with Eat Game, so I'm really excited about that.
You're on a mission to get people to eat more game. What's the case for it?
The case for it is it's healthy, it's the wildest food you'll ever eat, it's in abundance, it's in season particularly at the moment, and it's very, very healthy, and it's an absolute chef's delight to cook with, and a cook's delight as well. It's just so versatile, so amazing, the rich abundance of flavours, and I just love it, and I've been eating it since I don't know when.
Yeah, a lot of people get concerned about how to cook game, and some people are a little bit worried that it's a little bit too strong flavoured, but they shouldn't be frightened, should they?
No, they shouldn't be. And if you haven't eaten game before, my suggestion would be that you buy something that you kind of recognise. So maybe like a venison sausage is a really, really great idea. Yeah. You know, a pheasant just is another, it's like a chicken really to cook, so that's sort of really easy and very mild in flavour as well. So anything you can do with a chicken, you can do with a pheasant. Mm. And also, you know, kids, they love burgers. So a really great, you know, go to your butcher, get a venison and pork burger or something like that. Something that people recognise and feel comfortable with, I think, is the way forward to try game.
Yeah. I'm just looking at some of the sort of nutritional stats about game as well. And game tends to be a lot less fatty, higher in protein, much better for you, effectively.
It's very low in protein, I think it's about 2% and below. So it is incredibly healthy and incredibly versatile as well. So if you are on a mission to eat sort of low fat, high protein, which some of these new diets are, then you don't get better than eating game, quite frankly. But I think to introduce it into families, also things like venison mince, and again, on the website, there's some most incredible recipes, great family recipes, you know, like a venison and mushroom lasagna, or some venison tacos or burritos, or again, things that people recognize and quick and easy family dishes. And I think, you know, it's got that sort of image that it's sort of slightly a posh food, but it isn't. It's a great family alternative. Venison mince is a great alternative to beef mince, and it's better for you. Yeah. And you're encouraging your family to eat healthily.
What about for those people who are not sure what to buy and how to buy and when to buy? What's your top tip for making sure that they buy the most appropriate game for them?
I think that a lot of the multiples now are making it much easier for you to buy game, so it is available in quite a lot of the big multiples. You can buy it easily online as well, but I think particularly at this time of year, obviously game is at its sort of peak, it's at its best, but there are certain game that is available all year round. For example, pigeon breasts, they're a quick and easy alternative, they're great in salads, they take robust flavours. Game's very good with sort of oriental curried flavours as well. We've got some chefs here doing things with dal and kind of Middle Eastern flavours, and quite a lot of recipes I personally do. I like that, those kind of flavours with game. I'm not a great gravy girl, so I think to say that, you know, pheasant always has to be roasted or partridge, it doesn't. It's also great on a barbecue as well. Game goes beautifully on a barbecue. There's quite a lot of game on a barbecue.
Do you think our tastes are changing? I mean, many people coming to the show will be having turkey or a standard alternative, but are our tastes changing?
Yeah, one of the biggest retailers, Aldi, can't keep up with their game three bird roasts. They are so incredibly popular, and again, that's a really good way for people to perhaps have an alternative at Christmas to do a game three bird roast, which as I say, the suppliers to Aldi cannot keep up with demand. And really funnily here this year, obviously we haven't been here for a few years, we have noticed that people before, 2 years ago, whenever it was, people go, oh no, I don't think I want to try that, I don't like that. We haven't had one person say that. Everybody is trying the game that we have got on offer here today. So we've got it in the form of pâté, form of burgers, sausages. But people are trying it, and there is a real difference. There's a real shift, which is really exciting for us.
Absolutely. Lots of people looking for alternatives at Christmas, and many stands here are offering the alternative to Prosecco on Christmas Day, and to smoked salmon and scrambled eggs. In the show guide, which is brilliant, there is a fantastic recipe from you: wood pigeon eggs benedict with beetroot hollandaise, and crispy bacon. I'm saying that slowly because I'm beginning to salivate.
Yeah, yeah, you're salivating.
How difficult is that to do?
It isn't actually that difficult to do, and I've made the hollandaise really, really easy. And when you've made the hollandaise, and you can have it plain if you want, you could add maybe some tarragon if you don't like beetroot, but when you've made the hollandaise, you can store it in a thermos flask, and it will stay warm, and you can make that a couple of hours beforehand, and then when you come to actually have your Christmas Day breakfast or your Boxing Day breakfast or whatever it might be, you can just pour the hollandaise on, so you can prep some of this sort of up beforehand. But what I'm going to have on Christmas Day is going to be wild mallard with roasted grapes and a radicchio, and I'm actually doing that dish later on today. It is fantastic. If you've never had wild duck, I would travel three counties for a good bottle of red and some wild mallard. So, so try something different on Christmas Day.
Just on the hollandaise, if you Google hollandaise sauce, yes, the first question is, it's split. How do I recover it? How do you recover a split hollandaise?
Well, for me, I don't know if I'm being chefy or the right thing to say, but an ice cube can be really good, or a little tiny bit of really good quality shop-bought mayonnaise. Just whisk that in a little tiny bit.
Top tip. Absolutely marvellous. Rachel, apart from all the other wonderful things that are going to be on your table this Christmas, the big debate I'm having with chefs this year is roast potatoes. Everybody I talk to has a different way of producing the perfect roast potato. Where do you sit on potatoes?
Well, being a farmer as well as a chef, of course, it is in all in the potato itself. Of course, you can do whatever you like to it, but if you don't start off with the perfect specimen, you might as well give up, quite frankly. I'm a great King Edward's lover, so a classic old breed of potato, just the most wonderful flavour and creaminess. I love it. Because I think duck fat's great, goose fat's great, but for me on Christmas Day, I think you need to have a fairly neutral potato. It needs to be tasty, but it doesn't necessarily want to be done in duck fat or goose fat because you've got a lot of other things going on. We either have mallard or roast goose on Christmas Day, but we're having mallard this year, but that is very robust flavours. I don't want to add another bird flavour into my meal,
okay,
which is an interesting point, isn't it? Yeah. You've got to say. I'm a massive grower of rapeseed oil, so I believe that a rapeseed oil roast potato is probably the crispiest and most delicious and most healthy one you can actually eat. So,
now, what's the process? Is it parboil, full boil, steam, cool, freeze, coat in semolina? What are we doing? Come on.
Okay, so we're peeling. We're cutting into even-sized chunks. We are parboiling for about 8 minutes, depending on the size of the potatoes. We're taking them out and we're going to ruffle them a bit in the thing, and we're going to let them steam. Okay, we're going to let them steam, we're going to let them go cold, then we're going to chill them. We're going to get our fat very hot, okay, so just give them, set them a little bit. We're going to get our rapeseed oil very, very, very hot, and we're going to put them, we're going to put those potatoes in there, and we're going to coat them. We're going to season them just with salt, no pepper, because pepper will burn, and we're going to put them in a fairly hot oven, and we're going to constantly baste them on and off throughout that process.
You got me salivating again.
I don't know whether I'm right or wrong. I'm not a Michelin star chef, but
there's so many different variations.
But you know, my roast potatoes always taste pretty okay. Yeah. But I think it's an interesting point about not adding another flavour of bird to something you're already eating.
There are some people who say once you've peeled the potatoes, put them in water, let them stand for a while to remove some of the starch.
Yes.
Yes or no?
No. I mean, I'm usually doing quite a few, so I sort of put them directly into water while I'm peeling all of them. So yeah, there's a little bit of that in, but no, I wouldn't do that necessarily.
Fantastic. I'm still coming around for Christmas lunch. Brilliant.
Yes, we have a lovely time. I'm sure you'd enjoy it, Steve.
Got the red and you've got the wood pigeon on Christmas Day. What time is it so I can make sure that I'm not late?
As long as you bring a really good bottle of claret with you, you're welcome anytime, Steve.
Absolute pleasure to meet you and to see you here.
And happy Christmas to you.
And to you as well. Many thanks.
Thank you.